Welcome to Foxtrot Podcast, and like Steven Gerrard against Tottenham, excuse us if we slip up. Welcome to Foxtrot Pod. I am one of your hosts. My name is Chris Brown. I am a huge Liverpool fan. I guess we'll talk a little bit about our interests and whatnot. Besides being proud of our home team, the Fresno FC, I'm a huge Liverpool fan, and I am a huge Sounders fan. I am Seattle Sounders, Sounders till I die. And when I'm not putting away books for a living, I do podcasts. So this is one of five different podcasts I do. I do a podcast called Hollywood Bacon. I do a two gaming podcasts called The Married Gamers and Gamer Husbands Radio, and a healthy living podcast called You Lose Podcast. And now this. And I'm really, really stoked to be joined by two great hosts. I'd like to introduce to you Amy G. Welcome.
Thank you. Yes, my name is Amy G. Big Fresno Fuego fan. So excited for the Fresno FC. I am born and raised a Manchester United fan. I'm also born and raised Armenian. It's in the blood. So I've got to follow Arsenal now with Mkhitaryan, who just scored his first goal for them. So big props to Mickey. And when I am not following soccer, I am working with juvenile kids. So
nice. And rounding out the trio, we have the man, the legend, Edward Stewart.
I believe there's only one of me.
There's only one Edward Stewart.
Yeah, I'm an Arsenal guy. So yes, it was good to see Mkhitaryan score today. it was exciting to actually get a win again. Also, Chris, I'm glad that you're, you know, taking a piss out of yourself with the Slippy G reference right off the bat, because, I mean, it would come up eventually anyway. Sure. Yeah, so Arsenal, I grew up also a LA Galaxy fan, mm-hmm. So it's kind of interesting to now figure out how do you do this balance of a USL side, do I give up on the MLS side or what? Mm. I don't know, we'll see. But then also was like an OG Fresno Fuego guy. Started following them in college when they first started out, and then helped start the Fire Squad supporters group.
And AO Fresno.
Oh yeah, that too.
our dear Adam Wall just toiled and made that happen. Gotta respect that.
Yeah. Which actually, it all came together really, through some help from Jeremy Schultz, who works with the Foxes now, who was the GM of the Fuego, and so he helped us really get our numbers up, and so we're eternally grateful on that from the AO side.
All right, so we are Foxtrot Pod, and this is our first episode, and we're trying to grow, and we need you listeners out there, we need your help. There's ways that you can become a part of that show, become a part of our community, and you can do so in a few ways. If you have a question or a comment, please send it to us, because we would love to hear it. Our email is foxtrotpod@gmail.com. Also, join us on Twitter at foxtrotpod. Join our community on Facebook, facebook.com/foxtrotpod. And, of course, all you youngins are still doing it, right? Because I feel a little bit old because I still haven't figured it out. Instagram. You can follow Foxtrot Podcast.
Yeah, we had to go longer because it already existed.
Mm-hmm. Ah, so go and join, drop us some email, and become a part of our community, this vibrant community of soccer here in Fresno. All right, so let's get to some Fresno FC news here. So this is the news of the best kind. They announced a partnership that I can fully get behind. Fresno FC and Tioga Sequoia are melding minds, melding delicious lager. So they're coming out with a Zorro Especial lager, that you can get at Tioga Sequoia before and after the matches. Is it only before and after matches?
No, no, it's actually going to be available in stores and everything. Yeah, so you can pick it up at your Save Mart or I guess wherever you buy quality beverages. yeah, the goal is kind of to have sort of a takeoff on the Tecate, which as the Fuego fans knew, we were big fans of. It's our in park drink of choice. So this will be our pregame drink of choice, I think, and nice little Mexican style lager, I guess.
Yeah, and for those who aren't season ticket holders, they're doing this deal where you can order for $15, you can get a pint of any of their Tioga Sequoia core beers, including I'm guessing the Zorro Especial Lager, and a ticket to the match that week. Cool. But you got to be there early because there's only 200 tickets for each match available starting, well, as you are hearing this podcast. So what do you think, Amy?
Oh, man. I can get on board with some soccer beer. I mean, Tecate was fun. It was good. It did us well. It served its purpose, but the Tioga Sequoia beer is going to do us even better, I think.
Well, I was always like, we always had that special, a couple specials for the Fire Squad at Tioga Sequoia beforehand, and I was always partial to the Firefall Red. So now I feel like every time I go there, I can't order anything else except for Zorro's Especial.
Yeah, see, I was always drinking the Sherman before games, and so I'm gonna see, like, well, let's see how this new beer treats me, and it might actually be better because those Shermans can definitely put a hint in your sobriety. So the idea that maybe a lighter beer that keeps me a little more sane during the matches would be helpful.
We're gonna need the stamina.
So with having an Zorro Especial available, will that slur change your choice in what you drink at the pre and post gatherings?
Most definitely. I mean, prior to this, I was mixing the Tecate with some Half Dome. So I was a mess. So I'm ready for some, for this one beer. And if it's got Zorro's on it, it's got to be what I drink.
Get Amy a Uber.
Yeah. Please.
All right. So I have a question, and I wanted to put this out to all of you guys. I am so excited to have our first professional soccer team, football team, the Fresno FC, the Foxes. But this is the burning question a lot of people, including myself, are asking. Where does that leave the Fuego?
The Fuego are now the under-23s.
The under-23s.
Yeah, the Foxes bought out the Fuego kind of name and property. So, yeah, they recently announced the kind of like, still Fresno tie, so the under-23s, as well as the Fresno Freeze, are coming in.
Oh, nice!
As the women's side for the Foxes, so we have the full kind of arrangement of, you know, a men's team, women's team, an under-23 side. I know I'm excited to see like our friends from San Francisco City, because I think the first game of the season is actually versus them.
Oh, nice!
And so it'll be kind of fun to see those guys.
The under-23s, they're not playing in a PDL or anything?
No, yeah, they are. PDL, yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is cool.
It's really cool.
Basically, the Fuego just kind of transitioned, and it took a while for them to announce that all, but it's happening.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure details will come out later about tickets and costs and all that sort of stuff.
I think they're playing at Fresno State on the women's pitch over there, but I'm not 100% on that.
Both Freeze and Fuego?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Under 23s.
Under 23s. Yes.
Foxes under Fox, 23s, my friend.
All right. So Fresno has become a huge soccer community. I look at AL Fresno, and I look at Fresno 559. This growing network of football soccer fanatics. And you were instrumental with getting the supporters for Fresno Fuego and now for Fresno for soccer here in Fresno, the Fire Squad. And I wanted to give you the soapbox to talk about Fresno Fire Squad, how people can join, what it is, why it's important.
Sure. Sure.
Rock the mic.
Honestly, like, you know, a supporters group tends to be your more passionate fan, your somebody that really wants to, you know, be do or die, ride or die for the team. You know, there are all those people out there, and we've been kind of lucky to build Squad into this behemoth of a supporters group that, you know, at times last year we would have, you know, 400 plus people in our section. You know, I mean, that's actually higher than some teams' attendance. You know, I mean, it's like not to talk trash, but that idea of like, we got a lot of people that care. With some of the changes this year, obviously ticket prices are much more, but you're getting a higher quality product. You're getting more games. But it's still, a lot of money. And so basically for every season ticket holder, we, are doing a package, because we've got sponsors and stuff like that. So, every season ticket holder in the, supporter section, is Fire Squad. From us, they're going to get a scarf, a jersey, a squad jersey, and, drink specials at Tioga pregame and postgame. Hey. So, you know, the important benefits and realizing that, yeah, not everyone can afford that $240 for that season ticket. We also are doing, for $40, you can essentially buy into Squad, because we know there's going to be a ton of people that go to single games or bring a friend, or, you know, you bring a friend and they have a great time with us and they're like, hey, I want to join. And obviously they're probably not going to chunk down that $240, but $40, and they'll get all the same benefits, as a Fire Squad member. And so we really hope to, see it grow. I think our supporter section holds 900, if I remember right. And I mean, I really would love by the end of the season for us to, you know, just have that all filled out and,
yeah,
you know, have tons of people, you know, singing songs and just passionate about, you know, following the Foxes.
So if you don't have season tickets and you buy into Fresno Fire Squad, you still get the jersey and scarf?
Yeah, you'd get what we're doing as our squad package. Obviously, you still would need to buy tickets to particular games or whatever.
Right. But so Fire Squad won't be selling tickets at
pre-match. Okay. Yeah, and that's something we did a couple years ago, and last year we phased out just because it was so much work for us. And it's like as an independent group, and that's one thing that, you know, people don't always realize. Like Fire Squad's always been an independent thing from like Fuego and now Fresno FC's supporters groups are independent, and so it was real weird for us to be outsiders, like, why are we selling tickets? You know, like, I don't work at the box office. And so we kind of cleaned that up a little bit. I mean, it was helpful for us because, yeah, people would come and be like, hey, I want to go to the game. And, you know, for us to be able to sell a ticket right away worked great, but, it was a lot of hassle. And so, but yeah, $40 or $240, whichever one route you take, you're a Fire Squad member.
That's right. Cool. Now, what if they have particular skills with maybe holding a flag or drumming or whatnot? Yeah. How do they get connected if they want to?
You know, honestly, obviously at the pregames we'll have a little table set up where people can either buy memberships or pick up like a wristband for the discounts on beer, and so like they can talk to anybody at that table, because usually that's going to be like myself or Andrew Euland, who's one of the other guys, Josh Hodges, Nairi.
Kakashin.
Yes. I'm all Nairi K. Yes. I was like, what's her last name again?
No one says the Armenian name. Yeah.
Yeah. So Nairi. There's kind of our core leadership, but also just, you know, I mean, if you see the guy with the bullhorn, you know, that's probably Nick DeWong or somebody else that we've got doing the capo duties that day. You know, those people. Did you see who's drumming? If you're like, hey, I drum as well. You know, and that's actually one of the things we need to constantly find more people who can do some of these things. I mean, with a 20 game season, you know, it takes a community.
Yeah. Speaking of community, how's those community chants coming now that we're no longer the Fuegos? And has there been a someone rewriting all those the Fuego chants to include the Foxes or Fresno FC or the Zorros or?
Yeah, it's actually been kind of an interesting transition of figuring out, like, I mean, like Fuego, Zorros, very similar sound. And so there's somewhere we can switch into like, you know, Somos Zorros or, you know, Fresno FC. And so like we're using, you know, I mean, one of the beautiful things about soccer chants is that, I mean, they're pretty much universal, and it's just like, oh, hey, yeah, we all do the same chant. It's, you just say your team name instead of this one or some part of it. So we've been going back and doing that. Also, you know, like starting some new ones. Josh Hodges has been real key in doing those shifts, but also like finding new songs. And also we've gotten – we're getting better at adapting like rap songs and stuff like that. To like there's one that they've been working on that song that was My Neck, My Back. And it's pretty good. So you can expect that one in the near future.
Cool. We are Foxtrot Pod, and we will be right back.
Fell in love with nothing, cause nothing could last forever. I'm doing good, yeah, but we could all be doing better. If the rain don't kill me, I'll remain the man I should be. Follow me when I'm climbing, but no one be standing with me. The poet took me, got me thinking about who I could be. How'd you think you understand me if you just misunderstood me? Falling before you push me, I'm walking right out the bottom. Either be the man I should be or embrace the fucking problem. Fuck appeal to the public, I'm dirt broke and rugged. If you hate it, learn to love it, nothing fitting in my budget. I kicked it before the bucket, home of pain and you can stomach. Here's the gutter, the basement, and then there's me right above it. What's the matter, you notice the difference in your attitude? Whatever happened to not care about a different altitude? Walk the same damn path, just on two separate avenues. Work the same damn task, but one man just has to lose. Last forever, I'm doing good, yeah, but we could all be doing better. If the rain don't kill me, I'll remain the man I should be. Follow me when I'm climbing, but no one be standing with me. The poet took me, got me thinking about who I could be. How'd you think you understand me if you just misunderstood me? Falling before you push me, I'm walking right out the bottom. Either be the man I should be or you wish it until you live it. You love her until you break it. Is she here to stay or visit? You love her, but you don't say it, cause love ain't gonna make it. Probably lost it in the ashes. Caught up in the basics, wasted time that passes. Toast to all the bastards, here's a verse for every poet who ever held a hand of opportunity just to blow it. Got God claiming he wrote it, it's hard thinking you know I'm mixed up. Just for the moment, raise the light so I showed him. Nothing could last forever. I'm doing good, yeah, but we could all be doing better. If the rain don't kill me, I'll remain the man I should be. Follow me when I'm climbing, but no one be standing with me. The poet took me, got me thinking about who I could be. How'd you think you understand me if you just misunderstood me? Falling before you push me, I'm walking right out the bottom. Either be the man I should be or you push the fucking problem.
You are listening to Foxtrot Pod. And we're going to talk about your Fresno FC Foxes. We're going to talk about the lineup, what we've seen so far in the preseason. Let's start out by Yoko Locals. So the lineup, there's a few that are Fresno County born or played. That are familiar faces to us that made their way into the roster. Let's talk about them real quick. Let's go for the main one that is a feather in my cap because I have such an intense hatred for all things Sacramento. Christian Chaney is back from his sojourn in Sacramento Republic FC. And so he's back, and he's back in the lineup. We've had a few chances to see him play. What do you think?
Yeah. I love Chaney. Honestly, he caught fire a few years back. You know, was leading the nation at one point in goals. He's had a little trouble getting on the field. His stint in Sacramento was an example of just like got up there and for whatever reason, wasn't seeing enough playing time. Him coming back, I know he's been coming off the bench for us, in the preseason. You could tell he's been scouted by some of these teams as well, just cause like when we scrimmaged Fresno Pacific, it seemed like every time he got the ball, he was in like double and triple coverage and, he couldn't get a shot off. And mm-hmm. So in the scrimmage versus Sacramento, he had a little bit more free run. And you could tell he was working to hopefully see the pitch more. And, you know, he's a local kid, so it's always nice to see that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Another local, and we can I'll start us off. Augie,
Oggie, oggie, oggie.
Oggie, oggie,
oi, oi, oi.
We nailed that.
Wow, I was weak.
Hey, hey, this is our first our first outing as a podcast. So Augustine Ray, one of the keepers, is in the lineup. I don't know how much he got, a little bit of time to play when I saw him against Fresno Pacific. Did he get into the game against Sac Republic?
I don't think so. I don't remember a goalkeeper change in all the subs. So.
Did you catch, Amy, did you catch the FPU game?
No, I was working.
Oh, yes. Working.
I know. What is work, right, when it comes to Fresno FC?
All right. So what do you think so far? The other keeper's not bad.
Yeah. Well, and I think, like, from what I've heard and seen around the team, it's a little unclear, actually, who's going to be our starting keeper. Mm-hmm. Which Adam, the head coach, was a goalkeeper coach. And so he's got that background. And so it's like, you know, obviously he's going to evaluate the talent really well. Yeah. Obviously we've got a little sentimental spot in our hearts for Augie, having watched him so much with the Fuego last year. And so it'll be, you know, hopefully he can make that transition, make that jump up to the next level of pro soccer. And so, but if not, you know, I mean, Sean Melvin, has started versus Sacramento and he looked pretty good. Mm-hmm. He wasn't tested too much by Sacramento, but he made some good plays, came out strong on a couple of things, had a real good save from Villain. Sacramento had a shot by this guy Villain, who's a Fresno product, and you know Sean had a good save on that. So it's like he looked pretty good. We'll see, I guess.
Yeah. The other one I want to mention from Central Valley is Jose Cuevas. I'm horrible at pronouncing names. Probably why I'll never be the announcer for the Fresno FC. But he's a midfielder. Any thoughts on him?
Our midfield's packed. So honestly, like that's probably, from talking to other people that are very familiar with kind of the USL, that might be the hardest position to break in at. And so, like, you know, obviously, again, you know, we like our hometown kids, our area kids. Mm-hmm. He's from Farmersville. Mm-hmm. We'll see, but that's a tough nut to crack.
Yeah, right, we're now there. We're now in the pros, and we want to put the best 11 out there on the field.
Yeah, well, and that's honestly, so like thinking about hometown people, like Renato Bustamante has been a real interesting one to watch, because I mean he played at FPU, played for the Fuego, and has started, I think, all three of our preseasons so far. He scored goal versus the Galaxy. He looked really looked pretty decent in the Sacramento game. I can't remember if he scored in the FPU game. I don't remember. But he's actually getting a lot of playing time. I don't know if he'll end up being the opening day starter, but mm-hmm. I mean that's pretty cool that he actually is seeming to make that jump and looks very comfortable on the field versus mm-hmm. that next level of talent.
So we got a lot of good forwards on our team. And one that I'm really excited about is Kaffa. So much that I already have him on my third kit. Let's talk about Kaffa. Ed, what do you think? He made that great goal against Sacramento?
Yeah. He's a sexy Argentinian. Did you throw in all those funny things like that? No, I follow him on Instagram. No, he's exciting. Talking to the USL pod guys, they said he had a legitimate shot. Mm-hmm. Could have possibly been the player of the year, mm-hmm. The MVP for USL.
Now I said forward. He's actually a midfielder.
Yeah, he's a midfielder, but he's been kind of starting. I mean, he's a number 10, and so he's been playing kind of like just behind the front.
Mm-hmm. Like another 10 we knew from the LA Galaxy.
Yes. Yeah. So he plays sort of a forwardish role. I think part of it's also just wanting to get him as far forward to be able to kind of like do some hold up work and to distribute the ball mm-hmm. A little bit.
Yeah, and he has to score, right? Because he's the one who does the violin when he scores. Have you guys seen that?
I've not seen his scoring yet.
That's what I've heard. I've heard he's the violinist.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he plays a pretend one when he scores.
Okay. Yeah. Well, so at Sacramento when they scored, we set off a smoke bomb and, you know, it's like we were getting all hyped. And so like, I didn't even look out. Cause yeah, I was looking at our crowd and then also the security who was coming to take away the smoke bomb from us.
Really?
Yeah. We didn't really check if that was cool. Yeah. We figured like, what's the worst they can do is throw me out, like, I'll watch the game through the fence. So we didn't have a chance to light off another one, but.
So did they kick you guys out?
No. Okay. They just
told Gave us you not a to do it again.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
There's going to be some changes adjusting what USL allows. And we'll get into that in a future podcast. But as far as our roster, are there any other standouts? I'll lead off by saying I'm really impressed with our back line. They may have goofed up a little bit. Maybe you can talk about that. I goofed up a little bit against our match against Sac Republic this past weekend. But when I saw them against FPU, they looked solid. And granted, and not to make light of that we were playing FPU, a lot of players who were in the Fuego and whatnot, there's a distinct soccer culture that comes from FPU. But that said, our back line was, in my view, pretty darn good. What do you think about our back line?
Uh-oh,
our defense?
Air. They look solid. It's a little bit in flux. I know one of our central defenders is they're converting from midfielder. And versus Sacramento, it was, like it was an error, or it was kind of hard to tell if it was like a slip or if the defender's foot got hit and, that led to a breakaway and a goal. And so it's like, you see that it's that level of if you make a little mistake, it can quickly turn into a goal. So it was kind of nice to just in general see him play solid. I'm not positive though who's our starters yet.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's part of it is just like, The midfield has seemed pretty sort of gelling. We talked about Renato starting up front in the first couple games. Kafa's up front. Jamal Johnson up on the wing. So you kind of have like some dudes that are at least seeming like starters, but there's been a little rotation in the back line, I think.
Has there been – you've been to multiple matches, FPU, the Sac Republic. Did you go to the Sounders the Galaxy 2 match?
No, but okay. I watched it via Periscope.
Okay. Have we had a familiar line? Like, a 2-3, whatever. The diamond formation.
Yeah,
the
different formations. Yeah, we're kind of running a 4-4-2 or like 4-4-2. A 4-2 or 4-4-1-1 sort of, type lineup, which probably suits us best. I don't know that we could do like a 3-man back right now. We'll see. Some of it just maybe seeing who's more mobile, if we were to go that. Or maybe our coach really prefers a 4-4-2. I don't know.
Amy, what about you? Any standouts on our roster so far?
Like I said, I didn't get to see that Fresno Pacific game with the season ticket holders and the SAC game. So I am beyond excited for March 17th to evaluate and watch and... Yeah, I've got to see these guys in action. It's all new for me.
Yeah, and this being our first episode, we haven't seen them like launch officially because they're still internally debating about who they want in their starting 11, and so it's hard to like do analysis of like, wow, these guys are the ones that we can get behind because there's just so many choices.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, and also I know like I've heard that. With the USL or not the US, the NASL league folding, there's a chance that we might also be getting a few guys in via that.
Wow.
I know we just recently they signed and announced Noah.
Yeah.
What's that?
Verhoeven.
Yeah, Verhoeven, something like that. So, and he's 18.
Wow.
Baby.
And he played in the SAC game and looked really good.
Nice.
And so, young talent coming in.
Another midfielder.
Player for us, so that's nice.
Yeah.
But I think there's still some players that could be coming in. We'll see. So yeah, it gets a little bit shaky of like who's really starting for us.
It's still the trial error right now.
Yeah, and that's good. I mean, the coaches are figuring out who's going to be our starters. Obviously, that first game, everyone's going to have a little jitters, and hopefully, we have enough kind of experienced players that feel like, yeah, this is just another day at the park and, go out there and take it to Las Vegas.
Yeah. Speaking of which, we're going to be talking about the Las Vegas FC, the Las Vegas Lights, I believe they call themselves. right after the break. We are Foxtrot Pod.
Heat in my vein like vernacular. Cook up the beat with a spatula. Y'all are not ready for action. I'm smoking these rappers and feeling spectacular. Making a killer like massacre. Watch out, I'm whipping my wrist. Right on my city, been pissed, but I show them love. I'm not the one that's at risk. My homie told me that when people rise up against you, it's a sign of your destiny real. Fake ones been hating, cause they know that one day you're making it. Jealousy's all they can feel. Plug in the phone, drift in my zone. Pain in the future when thinking alone. About when I'm grown, already blown. How'd I get back with this beautiful home? You were the sight, beautiful life. Beautiful sex, my husband and wife. Beautiful children, people who wanna come kill me because I'm expressing my rights. Hopefully I am not smoking the nicotine. Pack up and kill you like they on a mission. Cigarettes part of my nutrition. Rhyming like I got tuition. Kicking addiction.
I used to tell myself that I was nothing. Victim to the poison I was huffing. Now my name come up like no discussion. That's all day. Man, I say y'all bluffing. Interrupt your formal introduction. But I was born to win. Look at the spot that I'm in. Windy Dapperton. If you confused, you welcome to play this again. I'ma learn this in. Let go, let God do the rest. All of my life been a test. Don't know what's next and I don't give a fuck who the best. Cool kids write me off a stranger. Push me down, they don't want me around. Let me know that's how they feeling. Alright, alright. Fake run amok in the galaxy, hourly wages picking your pockets. 8 hours for minimum salary, taxes don't make sure the government profits. How fucked the system we in? Set it to fail so the upper class win. Glad to be saying that they run away from it. I'm here to tell you the truth once again, and it might be hard to hear, but I can't tell no lies. Papa tried to break me till we look the same behind the eyes. Family senses always got the same results back. Fact that we whack while I'm out here trying to trim the slack. Yo, most cats cut too slow. My boss raps like Ben and Snow. My whole team got big goals. Went with platinum 2 times in a row. Now stunting on ya, I'm dishing facts. Rolls filled, about to glow up like blacks. Handed the key to the checks. Look up the jizzy and call up my studio plaques. And these cool kids write me off a stranger. Push me down, they don't want me around. Let me know that's how they feeling. Alright, alright. Been kinda crazy lately, I keep pushing through. Sometimes I get lazy and can cop an attitude, but I always keep it moving. God won't even let me choose, let alone let me lose. I've been grinding like this since I was 5. On the TV, big auditions, photo shoots on the side, just to compliment my worth ethic and show my mama my drive. Told her this must be the reason I'm alive. I was like, mom, check me out, like rolling up my woes, blowing nose. My homie got some hoes. He asked me what I like. I said I'm coolin', bro. You know for sure. My energy is always at the level that it needs to be. I'm not your enemy. I just been sipping on some Hennessy. That's why I seem so off the top. I'm going through some culture shock. But trust, I'm here to bust some mic. Ain't stopping till they call the cops to shut me down. We too lit. Look at my crew spit. My voice gon' change my generation like fuckin' the shoe fit.
And we're back. You are listening to Foxtrot Podcast. I am Chris Lefty Brown. I'm joined by Ed Stewart and Amy G. And we're going to talk what we can, because again, this is the first game and we don't know who the starting 11 is. We're going to be talking about our upcoming season opener. It's going to be right here in town on St. Patrick's Day. We have an official Zorro's beer. We have Tecate in the stadium. I think each of our Far Squad stuff should come with an Uber or a Lyft discount because that opening match is going to be all kinds of crazy. Not only that, but on the field, we're finally going to see what might be our regular starting 11. And we're playing against a team that I really don't like because Men in Blazers had a jersey sent to them from the Las Vegas Lights. And I don't like them now. So Las Vegas Lights in preseason, they are 0-3. They've lost all the preseason matches so far. They're going to be playing, Orange County SC, because, you know, they're so conservative, they call themselves FC instead, FC. And then they play us. I want to open this up. What do you think? What do you think we match up against the team from Las Vegas? You think we're going to be come away winners? You think we're going to be impressed? What's your thoughts?
Oh, we're taking that game. That is, I know that for sure. Should I do a score prediction? Because I think my score prediction would be 2-1.
Okay, I'm writing this down because next week there will be a test.
Yeah, I'm going with 2-1 for that game.
Amy says 2-1, and obviously that's the Fresno Foxes.
Obviously.
Ed, what do you think about this matchup against the Lights?
I don't. Well, let's see. We're going to score. And honestly, I think they're a new USL team just like us. Mm-hmm. But, looking at their roster, they don't seem quite as good to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, they do have Freddie Adu.
Yeah. Wow. Freddie Adu. Yeah.
I don't know. I think.
But how many games is Freddie Adu going to travel?
Probably all of them. What's he doing with himself? I'm not trying to be
it's
mean.
It's not like, what's his name be, from yeah, he's not Dracula, Phoenix you know? Raising.
It's like, come on, this is Freddie Adu. He's still young. He should be at all their games. I think we can take him like 3-0.
Really?
I'm hoping for a big opening win, kind of a statement game. And just kind of like announcing the, hey, we're here, you know, mm-hmm. Estamos aquí.
Estamos aquí. I'm not going to lie. I might go for the Freddie Adu autograph though, if it's allowed.
Well, did he used to be a Man U player?
I just remember him when he first started out. How old was he? 14, 15?
He was supposed to be the next thing, right? You kind of feel bad when you see, like, he seemed like he had so much and then. Just never kind of got off the ground right.
He was supposed to be the next thing.
Well, I'm going to rain on this parade. And I'm going with, okay, so opening day, two brand new USL teams. There's going to be a little bit of jitters. Still getting used to, like, games that count. And I think we're going to see several goals. But I think we're going to walk away with a 2-2 tie. Wow. I think we're going to test each other pretty well. And as much as I want the win, call me a sourpuss, but I just think that we're going to walk away with a tie this time.
That's your gut feeling, huh?
That's my gut feeling.
2-2.
Now, granted, I'm going to be cheering my heart out and hoping for a win because, you know, we are the Foxes. And But realistically, you know, it's early in the season. I mean, our season goes into October, which coming off the Fuego, that's exciting to me. Knowing that in October, when the weather is super nice again, we're still going to have a couple matches to enjoy. But for our opening match, yeah, I still think we'll see, you know, Kafa doing some wonders. And I still think we're going to see some good defense, but I think the Lights might put two in the net, but not before we strike. So, yeah.
So are we betting a Zorros Especial? What's the bet? Yes.
Is that the rule? That's the rule. Okay, yeah. So this official. Whoever,
you guys heard it right here.
So we can't all be winners. So how do we decide? So my thought is the winner gets his or her, the beer bought for them. But if none of us are right,
What happens?
Then we just all go buy a beer and cheers.
Drunk anyway.
If none of us are right, we buy Andrew a beer. Yeah.
Somebody else.
All right, so March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, you can join us. We're all going to be at the pre-party, right?
Oh, for sure.
Tarioka Sequoia. Mm-hmm. Come say hi if you're listening to the podcast. Come say hi to us. Tell us what you thought of the podcast. Be nice, please. And let us know what you want to hear, too. But so, yeah, this is Foxtrot Pod. This has been episode 1, and I am Chris Lefty Brown, and I'm so excited to be joined by
Amy G.
And
Ed Stewart.
And thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week to talk about the match against the Lights and any other details that may be coming out. Thanks for listening.